Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christy, Marie, and Julie. Hello, everyone.
Hello, everyone. Here we are. We're the cold gang.
Yeah, again, the cold gang.
Yeah. People must think that, even though, because this is the second show that we've been, nasally and coughing and phlegmy.
Yeah.
I think phlegm is an interesting thing. You asked me today, does it get better? Do you get less phlegm as you are? I guess it's more mucus. Phlegm is one thing. Phlegm comes from the chest. Mucus comes from the head.
I don't know. Is it like stalactites and malactites?
Stalagmites.
Stalagmites and stalactites?
One comes up and one goes down.
Yeah. Is that what you're talking about?
I think so. But at some point, you know, during this cold, something's coming out of every orifice.
Yes, and it's such a wonderful thing. And here we are, mother and daughter. You got your master's degree. I got my master's degree. You told me, I'm saying this now because you said, let people know who we are, Julie. Let them know who we are. And who we are as well is that, you know, sometimes it's a 5% chance that we might have a cold. and I don't know why. It's not what we wanted. It just happens to be.
We somehow attracted it because we needed it.
We needed it.
Somehow in our life, we needed this cold, whether it was to, because this was a week that, it was an interesting week in that we were upgrading.
Mm-hmm.
And because we were upgrading, on Monday afternoon, a little interesting thing happened that our internet went off.
Right.
And then our phone went service off. Went off.
Yeah.
And then somehow our
satellite dish no longer works.
So we've been without anything but just me and you, girlfriend.
Yeah.
For like 5 days.
And then you said,
but I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
I'd like to get to
know
you.
And then you get a phone call from Normano.
So you started reading.
I did. I started reading because at some point we're just going, what do we do?
We sat by the fireside. We turned the old-timey radio on.
Yes.
And we listened to Teddy Roosevelt.
Yes.
His fireside chat.
And then we also did, you know, listen to the War of the Worlds. And we got really scared. And we just thought, oh my gosh, the aliens are here.
And we did go out and rent a movie. Bad Times at the El Royale. And it was a freaky, freaky movie.
Yeah.
And I said to Julie, I want to know who this Drew Gilliam or Gillum Goodham. Or Gillard is. And I asked Alexa, who no longer works, but maybe she works now.
No,
I don't know.
Oh, I have her unplugged, so the answer is no.
But she didn't work while everything else wasn't working. But we had asked her, and she said that he did World War Z.
He wrote the screenplay for World War Z.
And something else, too.
The
Martian.
Martian.
And I'm like, this makes sense now.
Yes.
Because
he wrote it and directed it.
Yeah.
So he had it. And so it was a tight script, but little.
It was a small, tight script. And I have to tell you, I enjoyed it. And it was also a director's jerk off.
Right.
There's a
and
little,
now you understand why.
You understand, you know, a little bit when a director just goes, yeah, I'm sitting here and I'm jerking off over this scene.
Yeah.
This was great, you know. I'm doing so good. I'm cool, man.
Yeah, this is a great scene.
This
I love
good.
It.
Oh, I love this. Oh, yeah. Let's put this 60s background music in.
Yeah.
Ooh, that's so cool. And so, you know, there was a lot of masturbation going on in that movie.
Yes.
But you know what? It was also a pretty good movie and I'm happier for seeing it.
Good. And you have the Sherpa hat. How many Sherpa hats would you do?
It's tough because, listen, if all my technology was working,
yeah,
and I purposely made time for this movie,
yeah,
that might have been a little different than nothing working and just being bored out of my skull and then wanting this movie.
Yeah.
It's a different thing. So
right.
I would give it 3 out of 4 Sherpa hats.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of masturbation.
Yes.
I was listening to Adam Carolla in my trucking escapades.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's
not only is Julie a coach,
my master's degree in instructional design.
Not only is Julie an instructional designer,
an
education,
author,
and also your author, but she also drives an 18-wheeler.
Yeah, it's not 18-wheelers.
No, it's not.
It's only 14.
It's 14.
Well, because we have super singles.
We have super singles.
And if you don't
baby,
know what that is, you're not cool enough to hang with the cool kids.
Yeah, sorry. You can just go masturbate in the closet.
Exactly. So, but I'm a trucker because my dad's a trucker, and I help out because I can help out. And honestly, it's like I enjoy it so much because I get to do my binge listening.
I know. I honestly enjoy the fact that she gets to come home and tell me these like awesome, yeah, awesome things that I wouldn't listen to Adam Carolla for 6 hours.
No.
I love him.
But you did not gonna, you got something to do.
Yeah.
It's a luxury to be able to do that.
Yes.
And you can only do it because you're in a semi and you're, yeah, driving from here to there.
Yeah.
And so I'm in the railroad yard getting my trailer. And so there's some issues with the tire. So I'm like, oh, I got to go have it worked on. So I'm getting it worked on. So I'm listening to Adam Carolla while I'm waiting and taking my mandatory break of 30 minutes. And it's hysterical because what they're talking about at the exact moment, they're talking about their gang, like the boys are like the interns, the male counterparts. It's the best of Adam Carolla because they're on holiday break and, mm-hmm, so forth. And I'm listening to an older one, so, mm-hmm, they're still on holiday break. And this one's all about how, you know, the interns or the guys in the 20s, early 20s, they really do like masturbate really anywhere they want to. It's just like they just sneak one off. You're like, what? And all the girls are just shocked. Like, really? Like, on a plane. You do this on a plane. You're like, well, yeah. I was flying to England. I had some time to kill. They're like, was it in the bathroom? You know? And this one guy goes, well, no, it wasn't in the bathroom. And Adam goes, okay, but it was first class because his daddy owns a golf course. And so they had miles and they all flew first class to England. Mm-hmm. They're like, well, I guess that's a little bit better. But
if you masturbate in first class.
I guess, because you got a little more space.
A little more space.
And all the girls are going, okay, well, how is this done? Oh. How is this done?
Yeah.
And he's just, you know, and they're trying to be very, very, you know, not telling you specifically how it's done, thank
right.
God, but
right.
they're just hinting around it. And all the girls are going, oh, we don't know if we're grossed out or if this is something like, oh, we're proud of you for being, you know, industrious and like, hey, yeah. you know.
But mostly we're kind of grossed out.
Kind of grossed out.
Yeah.
And so they continue on this talk and I've got it. Nothing, you know, the guy's working on my tire and I've got my black box on. It's like kind of loud and I'm hearing it and I'm laughing a little bit. And the discussion goes to how they all wish they could be semi-drivers. And
no.
Like, oh, there must be some massive mastering going on in those semis.
Oh,
all
gosh.
The young guys out there must be just like driving down the road and doing this. And I'm going, oh my God, I can't handle this. This is horrible. And literally at that exact moment of them talking about semi drivers,
yeah,
and the guys masturbating in the semi,
yeah.
The guy opens my door. I'm sitting my and, I,
Did
and
he
I'm
hear?
Like,
Did he
I,
hear?
I possibly, but I turned it down as fast as I could.
Oh my God!
And I was just like, what are the coincidence? What is the odds of that happening?
That's so great.
Oh my God, I was so embarrassed.
And you know,
and yet I giggled inside because I thought, you know, because I see jokes everywhere, people.
Yeah,
I see jokes, people. So I was.
That is so great. But you know, that is a thing, though. I'm disappointed in people that feel that they can just come and open my door up.
Right.
No matter what.
Yeah. Hello.
That
it's
has happened
a car.
To me before. Either a car or a truck.
It's not.
Anything. They just go up to you and open your door. What if there have been times where I've just been really leaning on it.
Yeah.
And somebody just opens my door. Like,
and there have been times you've been masturbating.
Knock on my window.
And
or I could have been pooping.
Yeah. You could have been doing a lot of nothing.
Yeah.
You had a blanket over half your body. It's like, you know, you don't know what's going on below the blanket.
How dare you, sir, open my door?
There is a sense of comfortability that should not exist.
In semis, drivers.
Well, and also in vehicles.
Right.
You know, like, oh, let's open the door. Hey, how you doing? I'm like, dude, don't just open my door.
Yeah.
If I wind up my door, I'll open it myself.
Yeah.
Or knock first.
I agree. There should be a rule that you knock first, just like in doctor's offices.
Right.
The knock is really, it means nothing because there is no like knock, wait a few seconds. It's knock and open.
Right.
And
right.
really, there's nothing that they're going to catch you, whatever you're trying to do.
Right. It's almost like saying, hey, we're going to come in, but we're just going to give you the illusion
that we're giving you some privacy.
Yes. No, it's because not true. We don't have the time to really give you privacy. Yeah. And let's just be honest here. We're going to have our fingers up your tushies in about 3 seconds. There's no, you know, the illusion is we're allowing you to, like, take your clothes off privately. But right. The truth is.
Not going
to
happen.
Yeah. I'd rather just do it in front of me so I can get my finger up your tush and check out your prostate and be done with it.
You know, I'm thinking on.
Not my prostate, but Normando's or somebody.
Somebody else's prostate. That, but definitely not yours. I was thinking that I was watching The Family Guy this week, and the episode is that a really hot girl knocks on the door and asks Chris out to a dance. And she's really hot. And Chris goes, no, I'm not going to, I don't really want to go with you. You're not my type or whatever. Mm. And so she leaves, but she really goes, I really want to go out with you, you know?
Right.
And Chris is, and you know, if anybody knows, Chris is, you know, not the cool kid.
Right.
And so Brian and Stewie go, Chris, what's the matter?
Right.
That really hot girl just asked you out, and you just, like, turn her down flat. And he goes, well, she's not my type. And he goes, you're a high school male. She's your type.
Right.
And he goes, no, really. And he goes, why is this? And so Chris opens up his computer and he goes, look, I've got 8 screens here of porn. And I can see anything in real time that I want.
Yeah.
And this is more than enough for me. I don't want to go out with her because I got this. This is like exquisite.
Right.
And so Brian and Stewie go, oh, my God, we got to help poor Chris because he's become desensitized.
Yeah.
So the first thing they do is they wean him down to 1 screen of porn.
Okay.
And so they actually have this whole desensitization.
They got a plan.
They got a plan, right.
A 21-day detox.
It really is okay. Like that.
Got it.
And so they keep getting in. And finally, you know, they go, here is a year stash of, you know, Playboys from 1972 or something.
Right.
And Chris starts opening and he goes, but these pages are all stuck together. I don't understand. He goes, I don't worry about that.
The pages
maybe
boom,
somehow.
Boom, boom. Yeah.
And then so Chris goes, well, what do you think of that? And he goes, like, look at, I'm pushing on this. Nothing's happened. And he goes,
There's no video.
This is it. He goes, this is it.
Is this a picture? You use the video.
Use it, and you use it in your mind. Mm. And then finally, after like 21 days, he's like, yeah, maybe I do want to go out with a real girl.
Yeah.
You know?
I can see that. In my mind, was it a success for Chris?
No. She went out with him, but she made fun of him.
Oh, it was like a Carrie thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's a goof.
Carrie. Yeah. Dirty pillow thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I always thought.
Although in that episode,
they did
reference Bruce Jenner twice.
Oh.
And in one, they showed that, say, we were ahead of the game. And it said in 2006, or was it 2009? In 2009, this episode aired where they said Bruce Jenner turns into a woman. and sort of sachets in front of a troop of Navy guys.
Yeah. Oh my
and
gosh.
And then he's like, eat your heart out, boys. You know? And he goes, we were way ahead of the curve on this one. And then they showed another episode that took place in 2011, or I don't really remember. But, you know, very, very similar to where they said that Bruce Jenner is turning into a woman.
So somehow in L.A., that was just going down. Like, have you seen Bruce Jenner?
Some people kind of
were getting it.
Some kind of people were getting it. Adam Carolla is one of them.
He goes.
He's played a clip from, I don't know,
over a decade ago.
Yeah.
Where he goes, I think Bruce is turning into a woman.
Yeah.
Like, they may notice this, you know. And I just, you know, what you realize is that LA is a small place. Mm-hmm. They all know each other. They all hanging out.
Yeah.
Whatever that means.
It's all incestuous.
For sure.
And, like, in terms of, oh, I don't know, that one guy that's a songwriter and everything, he's had everybody's wife. You know, he keeps a wife for like 5 years, and then he has another.
Yeah,
but it's always that, David Foster. He always has that other guy's wives.
Yes.
I can't think of his name now. That's
Habib?
Bella Habib's father.
Yes.
And so, they all pass everybody down.
It's almost like the women are vetted.
Yeah.
And the men are vetted. It's a very weird thing.
So if the women are vetted, then you can have one after one of them gets done.
And maybe they go, she doesn't need my money in particular because she already has part of that guy's money.
And so you just keep divorcing well and better and better. And so by the time, 20, 25 years have gone by, you've divorced really well.
A couple of times.
Then you can marry for love.
Well, first off, no one's divorcing as well as Amazon's wife's divorcing.
Oh my God, Jeff Bezos.
Yes, I heard I heard he's getting divorced.
He's getting divorced.
But can I go back real quick?
Sure.
Because you were talking about porn.
No.
Yes, you were. And I used to think that wouldn't it be great if the bright minds of our day, Elon Musk, guy from Amazon,
Jeff Bezos,
Apple dudes, Google dudes, all those dudes, would solve, this would be like a way to negate the hashtag Me Too movement because people would just have their sex bots, that here's Sarah, she's my sex girlfriend, and she's a robot, so I'm not offending her in any way.
You can say whatever you want to her.
I can work things out, and maybe you'd program her in a way that she would, work you up to having a real person, And maybe a girl would have a male bot.
Or not. Yeah. But maybe after a month or two, she might say, you do a lot in my mouth.
Yeah. I'm not really down for that.
Not every night.
Yeah. Maybe a variety.
Maybe on your birthday.
Yeah. Come on, if it's not special, it means less, right?
Maybe she could just kind of train you.
Yeah.
Very gently.
Very gently, and she has no judgment because it's all a program.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like with Alexa, what she does with you when you say you want to chat, and she brings out her, AI,
She brings out her AI bots.
Her AI bots.
Yeah.
And so forth. And so, and maybe for the women, we'd have bots that would fart, and we go, "Oh, did you just fart, robot?" He goes, "Yeah, I want you to get used to the Quebec, because guys fart. Guys fart big time. Can't get away with it." And they say crude stuff. They don't mean anything by it. They really don't. Don't take offense. Don't take offense. And so maybe we get desensitized to what men really are like.
Yeah.
Men up their antes a little bit, so we get a better quality guy.
Someplace we could meet in the middle.
Wouldn't that be lovely?
Wouldn't that be nice? We just think we think that they're gross, but maybe they weren't all that gross.
Right.
Yeah.
Or they
could be gross, but if they have that thing on their waist where what I'm talking about?
That apex, but that thing
in the side there.
Yeah.
That looks so cool.
That Chris Hemsworth has.
Yeah, you just want to kiss that.
Yeah.
If they have that,
they can fart. I got it. Yeah. They can fart
but
a lot.
But if they have a big old belly and then fart,
it's less attractive.
It's less attractive unless I see their checkbook.
Right. And the truth is, you're just lying to yourself because the truth is, at some point you're like, I'm with this dude, with me, and he farts, got a big belly, and his checkbook's okay. What am I going to do? At least he says, excuse me, after he farts. I'll take that as a win. I'll take that as yay.
I heard some guys talking the other day about farting and how that they've all done this, that the person gets out of the car and then they fart really bad, thinking that by the time the other person gets back in or whatever, it'll be gone. But then the person chooses to get back in real quick.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, man, and they go it's happened to every guy that they do these, that a lot of them just fart.
Yeah.
And they think they're going to get away with
it. It's going to dissipate before somebody else comes in.
Yeah. Dad said he was farting down an aisle in Aldi. Literally down the whole aisle, but he said nobody was there.
Right.
And so he said, I'm just walking and I cannot stop it.
Right.
I'm just farting. And then all of a sudden this little old lady comes and just walks in the entire fumes of my fart.
And fart lane. she put the fart lane. She's going, something's going down, but I don't know what it is.
Is this like a bad fish area? Or who knows?
What's this fart lane about?
Yeah, it wasn't, most guys do it, I guess.
Well, I know my girlfriend, Melissa, she used to say that She used to love it when she used to do home and care, like taking care of older people in mm-hmm. their home. Mm-hmm. And sometimes she'd do nursing home too. And she said, I just would love it when the old guys would walk, because literally every step they took, they would fart. And it made me laugh so much. It was like, poop, 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 poop. You're going, is that what I have to look forward to? Is it, at the end of my life, yeah. I'm just literally farting as I'm stepping.
Yeah.
The momentum of stepping is causing my colon to sphincter yeah. up or whatever.
I know. I always think about that too. Like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you make it through everything. You make it through your teens, you know, and yeah. you make it through your midlife, and you go, I'm kind of, you know, make it through old age, and you're like, you know, hey, this is really cool. And then,
yeah. Well, and I, you know,
every step of the way.
Well, like Doug has no problem. He won't let me know when one's coming out. He'll apologize after.
That's crazy.
Well, yeah, because
that's crazy.
I mean,
that's how. But most men think of, like, do what you want to do and then apologize.
Yeah, don't rather ask than permission. Ask permission. Ask for forgiveness.
Yeah.
And then,
oh, that's so rude.
Is it rude? Half the time, I just.
If he asked permission, would you give it to him?
Well, no. I mean, no. I there's no reason to give permission. I just, it's more like, hey, I got some bad gas. Hold on. Like, okay, thanks for letting me know.
I had a boyfriend that whenever I didn't get this. I didn't get it when I first dated him.
Yeah.
But the longer I dated him, I knew. He would just roll the window down.
Oh.
For a certain amount of time. I'm like, oh, that's kind of odd.
Yeah, are you hot?
Yeah, you know, no. Because I'm hot. And then he'd roll it back up. And then finally, oh, dummy me, yeah, I got it.
You got it.
I would never fart. I mean, I would rather explode first.
Well, I think it is true, though. I don't think women do fart as much as men. Yeah. I really want a study done. And I don't know how you test it.
You're the research girl.
I don't know how you test it. You do a double blind.
Placebo.
Double blind placebo test. I don't know. You know, I want a randomized group of people and so forth. And I want to know, do men, and I'm telling you right now, I do know men fart more than women. Mm. I just know they do. Mm-hmm. Because I can be with Doug and he will have said, I'm sorry, about 15 times the course I'm with him. Mm-hmm. And I will have not been consciously aware of me passing mm-hmm. gas. Mm-hmm. And I'm aware when I pass gas.
Yeah, me too.
I mean, I do pass gas, mm-hmm. and I'm okay with it when it happens.
But you're aware of it. Yeah.
I don't usually make it, like, I would say Doug would only have to tell me 30% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Especially with colds like you got.
Yeah, I'm not smelling, I'm not hearing it. Don't tell me. I don't need to know. But like his son-in-law, he'll make a bigger grand gesture, like, don't walk over there, people. I just passed gas. I'm like, oh, my God. Okay. All right. Okay. Thanks for letting us all know. I'm just thinking, like, well, it's really bad.
Well, when we were growing up, you know, people, you know, pass gas, but it was kind of like a family thing. Yeah. But I can remember when we used to go to Chicago, and we would all go out to a restaurant, you know, all like 20 or 30 of us, and people would just pass gas.
Right.
And it was like, it was okay. You're Italian. You don't hold it in.
Well, yeah,
you
be
just
horrible.
Pass gas. And I can remember just like
going, if you hold it in, you have less room for food.
Yeah, I don't even know. But I remember being a little kid and just like being at this table going, oh my God, is this a sin?
Yeah.
Everybody just go. And like, and nobody's making a deal about it.
Yeah.
And I was like, Mom, you know, what do we have to do? We go to confession? I have no idea. It just felt like this
felt
was
dirty.
Sinful. This felt like a sin.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And what did your mom say?
Shut up, kid.
Yeah.
Children should be seen and not heard.
Well, she said nothing after she slapped me behind with her open hand fist in the back.
Shut up, kid.
Shut up, kid. Exactly.
There's a TV show on now called The Kids Are All Right.
Uh-huh.
And it's about a Catholic family of like 8 kids. I don't really know. In the 70s, possibly. Mm-hmm. But it really could have been my family. They have a lot of stuff about my family, but none of the darkness.
Oh, interesting.
So okay. It's kind of cute to watch it. And like, this would have been like my family, but think about the father, you know, not coming home right after work and going to the bar. Right. And then, and think about, you know, and when he does come home, he kicks the belt off.
Because grandma said, somebody has to get beaten tonight.
Somebody has to.
How they know we're serious.
And think about, you know, when you have to go to church and the Monsignor, you know, if he looks at you crooked, he'll hit you across the side of the head and call you lunkhead, you know, and you're like, yes, Monsignor, there. Yeah. May I have some more, please? Yeah,
you're right. I was so wrong.
It really is like that, yeah. Only darker.
It's like real life is like the kids are all right.
Yeah.
But go darker.
Go darker.
Wes Craven.
Yeah. Drew Gillen, World War Z.
Think Wes Craven, Wes Anderson. Is that, or what's the two?
How funny is that?
Is it Anderson?
Yeah. That's hysterical.
Those two together.
The two Wes's.
Yeah.
That would be like psychopathic, sociopathic, schizophrenic.
Yes. Speaking of psychopaths, we've binged while we've been sick on a good show.
I watched a good show.
And listen.
It's older now.
And so we can tell you
so
about
good.
It and binge on it if you can, because she just won a Golden Globe for her performance.
Yeah.
And that's Killing Eve.
Yeah.
It's been good.
Oh my gosh.
First off, I like it when movies.
I denied myself the pleasure for how long? Well, Julie would go, Mom, it's got good reviews. You should
check it out. What do you think?
And so finally, no internet, no phone, no nothing. And I go, okay. After the first 20 minutes, like,
you
let
were
me at
in.
It.
You were
I'm,
like,
I'm in it to win it, people.
Yes. Killing Eve. I give it 4 Sherpa hats.
100%.
It's well written. It's fun.
Yeah.
And I like things filmed in different cities.
Yeah, me too.
And I like how they tell you the city they're in, too, with big letters.
Yeah,
like,
I love that.
I'm going, when I do my next 40-hour movie,
I'm
going to do that.
Yeah.
And I'll just have another room and just put it like Berlin. It's in another room.
Well, we have the part of the Berlin Wall in Dixon where we filmed when we did the Zitz zombie dramedy.
Yeah.
We filmed it in front of the Berlin Wall.
So getting back to porn.
Which you can see on YouTube.
Yes.
Porn. Zitz a zombie dramedy.
Yes. That's one of our, go ahead, do it. Mm-hmm. You're going to like it. And I promise that the next time we do a 40-hour movie, I'm going to have better equipment.
Yes.
Better sound.
It's all our New Year's. Either that or we're not going to do it.
Yeah.
We're going to do it better or we're going to not do it.
So, as you can kind of see, we have this weird theme going on. Because you brought up, we never really talk about what we're going to talk about.
No.
And yet, everything's so organic.
Yes.
And it's like, what a coincidence. I have something to add to that as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you brought up the Family Guy talking about porn and how it's so accessible, you know, for little Brian. And it warps his mind. He can't date
you mean Chris.
Yeah. Yeah, Brian too.
Brian's, you know.
Brian's too cool for school.
He knows. He knows a thing or
two.
Yeah,
he's done it doggy style many times.
And Brian's had transgender.
Yes. He has been transgendered, or he has?
No, he's had a transgender female.
And I have something to share about that as well.
Let's do.
Okay, before my porn story. All right, got it. So, well, anyway, through my holidays,
a friend that I have
that moved to Portland, who was a gay, cute man, left, came back a transgendered.
Came back as a woman. Yeah.
And it was so funny. So we're talking and chatting, and I bring up, and I break the ice right away because she's changed her name and everything, and she's changed it to a very hard name. But luckily, she can just go by a single syllable.
Yeah, it's a hard name to remember, but it sounds like vagina.
Yes, and I'm like, but everybody calls her Ange. I'm like, okay, good, I can do that. Mm-hmm. And then I talked to her right off the bat and told her about Dan Savage. She's like, you know Dan Savage? I'm like, I know Dan Savage.
We love Dan Savage.
So that was kind of a bonding situation we had.
Yeah.
But she was telling me how her and her brother went, her brother's daughter was not feeling well, and she was like a little baby, you know, 3 months old. And they took her to the hospital right away.
Right.
And so she's there, and she's made up a little bit and mm-hmm. and has makeup on. So mm-hmm. she's wearing a skirt. Yeah, wearing a skirt, has makeup on, mm-hmm. and the doctor and nurse looked at her
fabulous boots. By
looked at her. And just started talking to her like, okay, so was it a natural birth, you know?
Or was it cesarean? Was it
cesarean? You know, are you breastfeeding? Mm-hmm. Tell me about what's going on here. Mm-hmm. And then her brother was like, do you really think I sleep with this thing?
That's what he said.
I go, that's my sister.
Or maybe my broster.
Yeah. And they all started laughing. But it made her feel so incredibly happy.
Yeah, she's like, so happy.
Like, oh my gosh, I went to the doctor's office. Nobody knew me. And they just assumed that I was like, here I am having a baby.
Here's my baby girl.
Here's my baby girl. You know.
You know what I love about her is that she has 24/7 a support animal.
Yes, she does.
And I just love that because... You
want one.
I would like to have 24/7. It's a little teacup poodle.
Chihuahua.
Chihuahua.
A mix. A chihuahua mix. So it's not a double chihuahua.
A chihuahua.
Yeah.
Because we know that.
Poodles will fuck anything.
That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. But one of those. And it's just so great because I said, well, I'm glad you have an appropriate one. Mm-hmm. And she goes, oh, I totally get you.
I know. She said on the flight here from Portland, someone brought an emu.
No, she didn't say that.
As a support animal.
No, she said something about a pit bull.
Oh, pit bull.
Yeah. Then
I go, yeah. In my mind, it changed to an emu.
I don't know why. And I go, I know. Your support animal should not cause everybody else's...
emotional trauma.
Yeah. It should, like, oh my God, I need to come down. I'm having PTSD because someone brought their emotional support animal and it was, you know, a mastiff. And those dogs are huge and they wanted just to eat me all day long and I was scared out of my mind.
But they do allow miniature horses and, you know, yes. chimpanzees.
And they're getting away with it. They're starting to crack down.
A little bit.
Because what happens, like everything else in life, mm-hmm. you let a couple people do it, and then people going, oh, this is not going to be a trend. It's not going to be a trend.
It's a trend.
And then through social media, mm-hmm. going, you're not going to believe this. I was allowed to bring my 200-pound pet, you know, pig on the plane. It's called it my support animal. And, you know, it slept right there with me.
I got 100 pictures. I'm going to get a million hits on this, people.
And so now we're going to have to address the fact that, you don't...
I mean, even in our BP filling station, you are not allowed to bring... an animal in unless you have to show documentation that animal is registered, certified support animal.
Right.
That's to go to a gas station.
Right, exactly. Well, because, you know, at some point, I mean, if I'm not mistaken, I think in other countries, they are more lax about their animals.
Mm-hmm.
Like in France, you can bring your dog to an outside cafe mm-hmm. and maybe bring him inside. I don't
mm-hmm.
know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's all you really want. Mm-hmm. It's just more dogs around. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But,
well, it's a bonding experience. You know, dogs are, you know, I mean, they are bonding.
And like Elliot, our cute dog, mm-hmm. we did everything right with him for the most part.
Really, Julie?
Did nothing wrong with him. But we went to training classes. Mm-hmm. And
got kicked out.
I wouldn't trust him.
Went to puppy play care. Got kicked out.
I don't think he would eat anybody and attack him till death.
Mm-hmm.
He might snip at somebody.
Mm-hmm. He did remember to bite that one guy's nose. No, the doggy's nose.
Yeah, doggy's nose. Yeah. Which you never told me until months later.
Yeah.
Because you didn't want me to
tell
bad.
You that.
Yeah,
for sure.
Exactly. So we'll see. But so
that's our transgender story.
Yeah. And
so we have a transgender in the family now.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask her if she thinks of herself as being straight now. Mm-hmm. Like if she considers herself straight.
Mm-hmm. I think we're not allowed to ask questions like that.
I think she'd be okay with me asking questions.
She'd be okay because we like Dan Savage.
Because I've been vetted.
Yeah.
I like Dan Savage.
Yeah.
And I've been vetted as to be, like, I'm literally just curious what the new terms
are. We're not allowed to talk about penises.
Well, no, she brought it up right away.
Yeah. Oh, but I mean, in general.
No.
It's okay if they bring it up.
Yeah.
It was kind of awkward, too. Like, I was, you know, getting my teeth cleaned this week. And it was kind of awkward because I was talking, there's an old guy next to me. And we were just kind of like, you know, just kind of chatting and just talking. And finally he goes, you know, I have 5 penises. I'm like, five penises? I go, well, how are your pants? And he goes, oh, they fit like a glove. Oh, they fit like a glove. Can I tell that joke now?
You did.
That's good, right? Talking about penises.
One.
Went right for it.
Yeah, you were. And I loved how you set it up because I'm thinking to myself, you got your teeth cleaned and there was an old guy sitting next to you.
No, there wasn't an old guy sitting next to me.
Yeah.
There's
an old guy sitting next to me drinking, making love.
Just tonic and gin. Okay. It couldn't have been a young guy. Figure that one out.
No, right.
It had to be an old guy.
Yeah.
That had 5 penises.
Right.
Because a young guy wouldn't just be chatting me up.
No, and telling you off the bat.
Yeah.
Older guy would not think it like.
Not be, like, you know, honey.
He'd call you honey and sweetie and tell you about his 5 penises.
Yeah.
And then you go, and then you feel all comfortable, like, hey, well, how do you get your pants? How do they fit? How do
your pants fit?
Like a glove.
Like a glove.
And I love how you added the funny voice.
Yeah.
Made it funnier. Made it funnier.
When in doubt, if you had a funny voice.
Makes it funnier.
Makes it funnier.
For sure.
Now, Julie, I know that you have a toilet paper joke.
How come the toilet paper didn't make it across the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Why didn't the toilet paper cross the road?
Gee, Julie, I don't know why the toilet paper didn't cross the road.
It got stuck in a crack.
You didn't do the funny voice?
It got stuck in a crack.
It got stuck in a crack. It got stuck in a crack, people.
I thought it was kind of funny because it was so... it was deadpan. It got stuck in a crack.
Yeah, that's probably better.
Ba-dum-bum.
I see jokes, people.
I see jokes, people, everywhere. Yeah. Well, I saw a joke. Couple things. I don't know the whole story of this, but so I'm getting gas in Wisconsin, where I get gas at. It has non-biodiesel for all you truckers out there. Mm-hmm. It's got a good place to go. Mm-hmm.
Don't also go there when we're there.
Yeah, don't take up. Don't waste my time.
Don't waste our time, people. Get off our lawn.
Anyway, I'm going to the bathroom before I go pay. And I'm washing my hands. And noticing at this time of year, my hands just get dry and they hurt. And you're washing them and you're like, oh. And I notice this other woman comes out of the bathroom. And I thought to myself, she was in there before I got in. And I was quick. You know, typically women are quick. Fast, come in, do their business. Not like some men who really find it.
It's an activity. It's time to read
and reflect. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm sitting down, chilling. Yeah, mm-hmm. And so I thought it was very weird that she chooses to come out of the bathroom the exact same time I'm done because mm-hmm. she got in before I did.
Mm-hmm. She could have waited.
I'm obviously done. I'm flushing, and then she decides to just get up fast, flush, and get out the same time I do. And I'm like, mm-hmm. Oh, this is weird.
She wants to talk to you.
I don't know. She didn't want to talk to me, but I noticed that I'm washing my hands, and my hands are red. And I'm like, oh, Mom, it's so bad. It's mm-hmm. cold outside. And I noticed that she's washing her hands, but she's got gloves on, like blue gloves that you get at a hospital, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Uh-oh.
Like latex gloves.
Uh-oh. She's washing the latex gloves?
Yes. And I thought... At first glance, I thought, crazy.
Uh-oh.
And then I go, crazy like a fox.
I'm thinking insane. World War Z virus.
Well, here's the dealio. Because I've wondered about the glove thing myself.
Mm-hmm.
As an environmentalist, as I am.
I know, you wouldn't let me throw away the Omaha Steaks box today.
Not just throw them away, you can't possibly. It's too much.
She wouldn't let me do it.
We have like 12 of them, and I'm like, we got to find out a place to recycle them. I told Dad if we wanted to build a house, we've got one wall. He's like, you're right, we do.
We do. Right? We can do a basement wall with it.
We got to talk to that guy who makes those home ships out of trash. He'll probably love our insulated earth ships. Yeah, there you go. Earth ships.
We have talked to that guy, by the way.
I know, that's why I brought him up. Yeah. We should ask him. Does he need Omaha Steaks?
I think he's dead now.
God, no.
Dang it. He died before they even made Omaha steak containers.
Well, I saw that show, though.
Did you?
And it looked like it was made in 2010.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He might still be alive.
Yeah. So, getting back. So, anyway, she's washing her gloves. And I thought to myself, this is very interesting. Because in some ways, if you're in, if you were totally cool, you would like didn't want germs. You just take the gloves off, throw them away, and put new gloves on.
I agree with that.
But if you're an environmentalist, you go, this is a waste of plastic latex. And latex. This is horrible. I thought, oh my God, to keep the gloves on all day long, maybe put a little lotion in there, keep them on all day long, mm-hmm. and then just pretend it's your skin. You go to the bathroom, then you wash them. Mm-hmm. And I thought, this could be genius. Mm-hmm. You may, and then you take them off at the end of the day, maybe, and mm-hmm. your hands are like silky soft. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't they be lovely?
They're like real pretty.
So do you think, yeah, real pretty like, do you think it's crazy or think it's smart?
Girlfriend.
What?
It's, to me, I'm not there. I think it's scary.
Okay.
I'm thinking there's some kind of open sore or some kind of wound
but they got both
that
on.
She's dealing with.
Both
Not on your hands.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Sorry.
Now you got me thinking.
Because I'm worried about you now.
Why?
Did you come in contact with something horrible?
No.
Okay.
But can I tell you something?
Yeah.
What's the difference between an open wound and your coochie? In some sense.
Seriously?
Because an open wound is just access to your insides.
Julie. I mean, I don't know much about anatomy, but I'm thinking no matter how far you go up, you're not gonna go out of your come up through your throat and there's something that's gonna stop you, right? Something will stop you. Right. You're having a hard time, aren't you, girlfriend?
Yeah, hold on one second.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're saying that I shouldn't think of an open wound as just an orifice.
No.
Okay.
No. I don't think so. I mean, to me, open wounds suggest stitches or blood or like...
Injury,
yeah, like something pinkish.
Got it.
And not your coochie, you know.
My coochie kind of pink.
I know.
Just let you
know.
Is that everybody know? I don't look at it very rare. No, very often.
But that's what we heard.
Well, because really, the only way you can look at it is if you have to stand in a mirror.
Speaking of that, in the early 2000s, I was at a conference where the speaker was going to have a bonus conference after the conference. And this was about feminism and about women empowerment, you know, a lot of stuff that you're hearing now.
Note to self though, mm-hmm. sometimes when I'm at the last hour of a conference, the last thing I want to hear about is, hey everyone, you get to take advantage of our bonus conference. It's like, I want to go home.
I just want to go home. Well, this bonus conference I did not attend.
Okay.
But it was, I think, 12 people attended. One of my good friends and her daughter attended. And it was everybody got a mirror, and they sat around in a circle, and they honored their coochies.
I love that.
And they looked at them. And
mine
they,
has not been honored enough.
Yeah, I know. But mostly it was really looking at them and getting to know them. And so I passed on that one. But I could have. I could have. I want people to know I could have. I just wanted to go home and have some chips and dip.
Pizza. And
yeah,
anything.
Really.
Yeah.
I didn't want to look at my Gucci.
Yeah.
I did not want to look at it.
I can look at it myself. Hmm. But the idea of doing it all in a circle would bug me.
Why is it the circle thing?
Yeah.
Like, why circles? You know, you hear about circle jerks. You got circle, the drumming circles.
Yeah.
You got, what other kind of circles are there?
You know, our circle of safety.
Safety circle.
Or like our, what do we call it when I'm opening up the circle?
Yeah, opening up the circle.
Closing the circle.
What is it about circles? I want to know.
They never end. They never begin.
Yeah.
They just are.
Well, I was watching, this is not pertinent to anything, but I was watching Chopped the other day.
Don't even think about adding that to our radio show if it's not pertinent about something.
But the guy was on Chopped and he had his own restaurant. Now, and I want to say, is this the name of this restaurant? Usually they have some things that sound appetizing, are very cool. Yeah. But this guy's, his restaurant name was Sickles. No, that, and it was S-I-C-K, not like C-Y, like C-Y or, yeah, or S-C-Y. It was S-I-C-K-L-E-S, Sickles.
Why?
I don't know. And he was a black dude. And all I could think of was like sickle cell anemia.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, God, that is not a good name for a black guy's restaurant. But I don't know, maybe in that community,
they got it.
They got it.
I don't know what that means.
Let's go have dinner at Sickles.
Yeah. Maybe that's his last name. Was that his last name?
I don't know. I don't really think so. But you know what?
Yeah.
I should have asked. I should have found out. I know he had a kid.
Well, like, there's
I know
a new
he was
restaurant.
In prison.
Yeah, there's a new restaurant, and it's just called Salt. It's in Rochelle.
Yeah, we've
it's
been
called
there.
Salt. It's yeah. And you know, I thought, well, that's interesting.
That's kind of interesting.
Salt. Like, hey, don't worry about coming here. We're going to salt your food.
Yeah. Then you know, right across the street is Mrs. Dash.
Yeah.
Choose, people. Choose
Salt or Mrs. Dash.
That's right.
And honestly, I actually prefer a little bit of a mixture. I add a little salt to my Mrs. Dash.
Yeah.
Which I know is not the right thing to do, but it really makes the depth.
Yeah. A depth of flavor.
A depth of flavor.
Yeah. You know, speaking of establishments, you know, and things like that, you know, we were in our travels, we had to go into our bank in Sterling, but we were taking the back way. And you did not believe me because I saw a sign. Because usually, you know, where Daddy gets his tattoos, you know, Vinny's tattoos, and it's all kind of like right there. There's Vinny's tattoos, and there's like Maury's Freedom Vape Shop.
Right.
And there's a new sign right next to it. It's a little tiny business, and it's called the Affordable Crematorium Store.
No. And nothing went down like that.
Uh-huh.
First off, we're driving around, and he's going, Julie, I go, what? Did you see that sign? I go, no. I go, what? It said, the Affordable Creation Store. Why the Affordable Creation Store? I go, she's like, I think they cremate you there. I go, they're calling it the Affordable Creation Store? They cremate you there? Are you sure it's not the Affordable Cremation Store? And we drove by it again. And this is, we had to go around.
It was the Affordable Cremation Store. And its tagline, because, you know, everybody has to have a tagline, right? And their tagline was, we do pets too.
Yeah.
So we had to stop everything. And we circled around the tattoo
again.
Shop. And we went by the vape shop. And there in the back is this little building. It's kind of like a Morton-type building. Has a dock.
Pole barn, yep.
Has a big, like, chimney.
And that's, I didn't see that.
You didn't see a chimney?
No.
Were you looking for it?
I kind of was.
I saw a big chimney.
Did you? Okay.
Yeah. And there it was. And so we don't know, but now we know that in our, not our town, but two towns over, you know, you can get a tattoo, you can smoke some vape, and you can cremate your pet all at
well,
the same
they
time.
Do, they cremate your pet too. Also,
yeah, I mean, they want your business.
I think they want your last business.
But I think sometimes people worry, like, what am I going to do with my pet? Taken care of. He went
I
with
just
his
don't
pet.
Know. Is it your job just to bring the person there?
I don't know how you get there, but I did see the dock. I didn't see any ambulances or anything like that. But you know, a lot of those new cars nowadays, to me, they look like hearses.
Yeah.
Seriously, but the fact that you can do it affordably now, I mean, that's kind of sweet. But I'm really
why
wondering
why the word store after it. That seems so weird.
Yeah, but why not shop?
Yeah,
the affordable or cremation store, affordable Christmas shop. It's more like a curio then. And I don't know, business
or place.
The affordable cremation place.
Yeah, cremation place. At least that gives it a little bit less casual thing to it.
They did have an American flag flying. I noticed that. So, you know, we know that means that it's a really good business, obviously.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
And next to the Freedom Vape Shop.
Yeah.
Freedom to Vape.
What you want that.
Yeah. Maury's Freedom to Vape Shop.
So, we got about 5-6 minutes left of the show.
Oh, okay.
I want to talk about one more thing
sure.
about porn.
Oh my God. You're going to end where we started. That is so comedy gold.
This is not funny, though.
Oh.
Maybe I shouldn't bring it up.
Is it sad?
Well, because, so.
Oh, is it going to be about August?
It's about August, the last days of August.
Okay. It's okay. We can leave sad on a sad note.
Well, then you can tell me a joke about it or something like that.
I don't know any jokes about August.
Or just tell me a joke, a different joke.
I could tell you the penis joke again.
I'd be okay with that.
Okay, cool. I'll do that.
Okay. Let me tell you a different joke, a different voice, different setup.
Yeah.
Maybe not at the dentist's office.
Yeah. I'll be at the getting my tires rotated.
There you go. There you go. Like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I purchased Audible because it was a deal, like for $7 for 3 months, get going on Audible. You get it one book that you're choosing, and you can choose a couple different books from there. They give you options.
And it's been awesome for you and Daddy. But
yeah, you know, because if we're driving, we can right. listen to it and so forth. So I listened to my one book. And then I had four other choices. And they all seemed decent enough, read by actors and interesting people and so forth. But I'm like, you know, I'm getting kind of tired. I want something that might get my, like, I want something scary or provocative. Mm-hmm. Something scary, provocative. I don't want something set in like, the 1700s, you know, mm-hmm. and Pride and Prejudice. Mm-mm. I don't want that. Mm-mm. I don't Mm-mm. want that. Mm-mm. Or even I don't want the a woman coming of age. I don't want that story either.
You don't want the future, something set in the future.
I don't want that
on
either.
On a satellite to Alpha Centauri.
No, not that. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Mm-hmm. People out there from Alpha Centauri, we're down with you.
Yeah, wink, wink, nudge, nudge.
We're all about disclosure. and so I picked this one book called The Last Days of August. And it's about this porn star who kills herself. It's a real true story. Because of quote unquote social bullying. That was a setup. I'm like, well, that'd be kind of interesting. I liked it because it's only 3 hours long. The last book I read was over 10. And if I tell Doug about these things I've read, he goes, "You did not read these books. You listened to them." And I'm like, and can you see my finger? Is this coming in?
Can you
in?
See my wrist?
Is it coming in loud and clear for you?
Yeah.
And so here's a dealio, because I only have a couple minutes left. Because I want to, if you can hear it, I suggest listening to it. Because it really has brought up some weird emotions in my life. Mm-hmm. Like, because I'm also watching the R. Kelly documentary on Lifetime.
Right.
And it's a little bit different, but the one thing is, like, in this porn industry, the women are all in their early 20s, if that, and the men who are running the industry are all in their mid-40s and older, and they're all dating these women, and some of them are marrying them, and it's an absolute train wreck.
Mm-hmm.
At least through this, you know, not all the time. I'm not saying, I'm not wiping a brush over it all, mm-hmm. like, this is just horrible. Mm-hmm. But twice during, and it was done NPR style, so mm-hmm. it wasn't read like a book. It was mm-hmm. more done like This American Life, telling mm-hmm. you a story, changing, talking to people, hearing their side of the mm-hmm. story, and so forth. But twice, these men that were, like, the husband of August, who was in her 24, mm-hmm. and I think he was, like, 44 or older,
mm-hmm.
you know, he had previously married another porn star who had gone crazy and was in an insane asylum.
Mm-hmm.
And then another woman he was dating who died of an overdose. Mm-hmm. So, like, the woman he marries or are with tend to end their lives or do something crazy. And, you know, initially I'm like, this guy's horrible. He mm-hmm. must be so evil.
Mm-hmm.
He's not. He just, in some ways, like, near the end, he goes, "I just wasn't equipped to deal with her or to give her all she needed."
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, no shit, Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
In some ways, these guys think they're winning the lottery
mm-hmm.
because they've got a young girl who's hot,
mm-hmm.
who's waiting to date them or marry them or so forth. Mm-hmm. And the truth is,
what comes along with that is unbelievably hard.
Yeah.
And somebody also, who's wounded, broken.
Yeah.
Has and no is looking for interpersonal.
Yeah. And it just was all so tragic.
Yeah.
Very like there wounded. Was, and there was no, I wish I would have had a protagonist and a...
Yeah, there's no good guys and there ain't no bad guys.
No,
yeah.
Exactly.
There's only you and me and we just disagree.
Exactly.
Is that how we're going to end it?
almost. So, I mean, I have just been thinking about this over and over again, this thing, because... Like in this one, the main guy who was married to August, you know, she married somebody else before, and he didn't ask her to marry the one that went to an insane asylum for a short time. She asked him to marry him, you know, and he and of course he said yes.
Sure,
why not? Like, yeah. Hey, there's a hot 20-year-old wanting to marry me.
Yeah,
like, dude, are you stupid? Yeah. Hot, you are 40-something years old.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what do you guys have in common?
What hot 20-year-old that's sane wants to marry you? And it's not like you got you own Amazon,
right?
You don't,
right?
I'm like, let's think twice about this.
Yeah,
so So I just felt like everybody's just we're all
tragic.
Just so effing tragic and wounded.
Yeah,
and then you know, like, hey, I don't know. Let's all. I don't know. Can we all just get along?
Can we all just hold hands and sing Kumbaya?
And maybe, like, let's take a break of sex. Let's just, like, no one can have sex for a while.
Yeah.
It just messes people up.
Just stop, people.
Stop. Stop it all, people. Stop the craziness.
Yeah. Meditate.
Meditate. Not fornicate.
Oh, girlfriend.
So how's the show, girlfriend?
That's our new logo.
Medicate.
Medicate, not fornicate.
Oh, Medicaid.
Oh, Medicaid. Oops.
I thought it was meditate.
So either one.
Meta.
Yeah.
Not forna.
No. Meditate, not fornicate.
How's the show, girlfriend?
If I do it in a funny voice, then will it be good?
Yeah.
It was great.
It was great.
It fit like a glove.